It gets the green light. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The Biden administration gives the okay to an oil drilling project in Alaska's North Slope.
The Department of the Interior says drill pads for the project will be reduced by 40%, and the oil company ConocoPhillips will relinquish rights to 68,000 acres of existing leases. It also says the White House is considering limiting or indefinitely blocking drilling for nearly 16 million acres in Alaska and the Arctic Ocean. Many climate activists have raised concerns about the Willow Project, calling it bad for the environment and the fight against climate change. A bipartisan delegation of Alaskan leaders has said the project is great for jobs, taxes, and helps America become more energy independent.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. This morning, the president tried to calm fears after the failure of two big banks over the past several days, saying depositors will recoup their money from the fees the banks pay into the deposit insurance fund. A late winter storm edging into the mid-Atlantic and northeast with strong winds, heavy rain, and snow expected. New York Governor Kathy Hochul declaring a state of emergency for several counties.
This is how we can amplify the message that this is serious, but also allows us to deploy resources and take extraordinary measures to protect the safety of our residents.
New Jersey has also declared a state of emergency for some areas. Forecasters say up to 2 feet of snow is expected in some higher elevations. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has been released from the hospital after the treatment for a concussion. McConnell's office says his doctors also discovered he also suffered a minor rib fracture. McConnell tripped and fell at a Washington, D.C. hotel last week. New York Yankees all-star and gold glove first baseman in the 1960s, Joe Pepitone, who was known for his flamboyant personality, hair pieces, and penchant for nightlife, has died. He was 82. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Israeli raids against Palestinian militants in the West Bank continue.
Multiple arrests were made overnight in the city of Nablus, and weapons were seized. Over the weekend, three Palestinians were killed and one arrested after they opened fire on an Israeli checkpoint. Today, Islamic Jihad, the second largest faction inside Gaza, test-fired rockets into the sea. The escalations come less than 10 days before the Muslim holy month of Ramadan begins. The holiday has historically seen an increase in violence. In Jerusalem, Trey Yankst, Fox News.
Some Michigan lawmakers pushing for tougher gun control laws.
Democrats in Michigan, who now have complete control of both the governor's office and the legislature, say that nothing is off the table on guns as they push an 11-bill gun safety package this week after two recent deadly mass shootings, including one at Michigan State University last month. State Republicans argue that current gun laws need to be better enforced, not altered, pointing to the suspect in the MSU shooting who had a felony charge dropped against him in 2019 that would have sent him to prison, barred him from owning a firearm, and likely prevented that mass shooting. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Virginia's largest school system is removing a test question given to a college-level social studies class that equated liberals and conservatives with specific racial and gender demographics. The question, given to students on an AP government class at Fairfax County Public Schools online campus, the multiple-choice question asked students to accurately identify liberals and conservatives. The potential answers for liberals included young white males and middle-aged urban lesbian. The potential answers for conservatives included Southern male migrant worker and Catholic Midwestern middle-aged male. Critics say the question was indicative of educators' liberal bias. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.